Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with George Berry?
That's me.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
10.
Thank you. What is your primary branch of the trade? Is it terrazzo, mechanic or finisher, cement mason, stone mason, marble mason, plasterer, tile or marble finisher, bricklayer, tile setter, a mason helper or finisher, PCC restoration, or refractory bricklayer?
PCC restoration.
Thank you. And on the last job you worked on, were you an improver, a finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
How many weeks?
Yes, weeks.
12.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes.
And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Because the union was not, doing the things that a union should do. They weren't finding jobs. They were, the leadership of the union, I guess, was more interested in other things than their union members.
Their union members. Okay, what I thought was because the union was not doing what the union should do, like finding jobs, and were more interested in other things than the union members.
Correct.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Much more construction projects.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I'd probably say that the union has gotten less projects.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union's the union projects in your community?
No, I don't think that every time I go to a meeting, there constantly is a desire to have more craft members.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I don't recall a steward on any of them, no.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
I took some training, but I never was appointed, so no.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Last job? It wasn't, I guess, partially funded by the federal government. It was an airport, so that's a federal project.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I know there should be less. I mean, there's a lot of jobs that are currently in the mix, and part of the infrastructure thing, so there should be more.
Oh, but do you think that in the coming 12 months, will there be more than now, the same as now, or less unemployment than now?
Well, hopefully there'll be less unemployment.
Okay, thank you.
You know, there's more jobs that are supposedly opening up.
Yes, thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Well, I guess I genuinely hope it'll get better.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I'd probably say careless people is first.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Did you attend that meeting in person or online?
Always in person.
Thank you. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No, not really.
Okay, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Well, I'd say once, so that'd be very unoccasionally.
Thank you.
If there was something in between never and occasionally, I'd take that one, but occasionally, I guess.
Thank you. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list goes as follows. Friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, radio, the internet or social media, cable news, and local TV news programming. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
Okay, so let's start with, I guess the first one would be local news.
Local news.
And after that would be probably print. And after that would probably be, was there national news? Did you say it was national news?
Cable news, the internet or social media.
Yeah, cable, internet or social media. Is that all one?
No, cable news is one. The internet or social media is another.
Okay, so cable first. Then after that, friends and acquaintances, and then after that, maybe social media.
Thank you very much. So let me go over it to see if I got that correctly. First one would be local TV news programming. Second, print or online newspapers. Third, cable news. Then friends and neighbors. After that, the internet or social media. And last is radio.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, healthcare, foreign policy, the environment, and immigration, support for labor unions, education, or something else?
Jobs and the very first one.
The jobs and the economy?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
And have you heard, would you say you have heard a little about it, some about it, or a lot about it?
Some about it.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party appears to.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently working on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Well, United Auto Workers.
And do you support that side somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
President, he's okay.
And do you somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about on the job that he has done on the economy?
Somewhat approve.
The job he has done on foreign affairs?
Somewhat approve.
Healthcare?
I don't know if I approve or disapprove of that one. So if there's a neutral one, I'd say neutral.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on immigration?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And finally, the job he has done on support for labor unions.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
And would you say you somewhat disapprove it or strongly disapprove it?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, to change the topic, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And if the election for... A few, we're on 75%, but these are almost the last few questions. It flies by. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I won't really say it on that one.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
My local union? I'd probably say just fair now. I don't think that they're doing their job.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'm going to say good on that one.
Thank you. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I will type your answer.
The representation and service?
Yes.
Well, I guess on the service side, they could do a better job about training. And on the representation side, I think that they could bring some better people to the representation of them. I think that sometimes the people that we put in positions of power might be really good as a laborer, for example, as a tile setter, but they're not the best whenever it comes to getting the administrative or the other aspects of the union done.
Okay, well, the union. So let me go ahead and tell you what I get. Yeah, I guess on the service side, they could do a better job with training. And on the representation side, I think they could bring some better people to do the representation. The people we put in power might be better as laborers, but they are not the best for administrative work or other aspects of the union.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure that it's grammatically correct. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, there we go. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on right now?
Not very difficult. I think that right now the union is in a unique moment where they might be able to better the conditions for their workers. For example, better contracts, more wages. However, I think that they need to maintain a focus, a long-term focus, on jobs down the road. It's one thing to ask for and attain a higher price or a higher wage in the moment, but if it ends up making it so that there is a distaste for unions in the future, it's not helpful.
Okay, thank you very much. And what I wrote was, I think that right now the union is in a pivotal moment where they might be able to better the conditions of the workers, for example, better contracts and more wages. But they need to have a long-term focus on jobs. Was that correct?
Yeah, long-term focus on jobs. I'd like to. I don't know if you run out of. Did you run out of space there?
No, I can. I can add a few more. A few more lines.
I'm trying to put it in the words in a small amount. Let me think for a second.
Yeah, don't worry.
I want them to understand that, you know, they need to think about jobs. Like you said, long-term jobs. Not at the expense where people no longer like union. You understand that?
No longer
like union.
Yeah. Okay, so for the last sentence.
I'll explain it to you, and then maybe you can like see if I caught that right. Like, for example, if they got everybody $100 an hour wage, that's great for the employees. But companies are going to start to hate unions, or other people are going to start to hate unions. So they need to focus so that they do both. Hey, I want to increase wages or get better contracts for the union members, but not at the expense of people hating the union.
Well, I guess that you already had it, basically,
okay.
Because
right.
you said, but they need to have a long-term focus on jobs, but not at the expense where people no longer like unions.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure we got that there.
Yes. Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? By text messages, job site, email, mail, or union meetings?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
I'd probably say once a year. They're very bad about that.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I'm not going to answer that one. I think that's a statistic they don't need.
But do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Well, see, here's the difficulty. I'm registered as a Republican, maybe, but I don't always feel Republican. So I can't really say yes or no on that one either.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's say unknown.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Oh, I'm just another average white guy.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Pat.
How do you spell it?
P-A-T.
P-A-T. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind. And have a wonderful night as well.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Goodbye.